David Jernigan is an associate professor at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health and director of the Center on Alcohol Marketing and Youth. He says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the World Health Organization have determined reducing availability of alcohol, increasing the price, and restricting marketing are the most effective tools for curbing alcohol-related problems.
We don't want an efficient and market-driven market for alcohol. If you have that market, you will have so much more alcohol consumption than is safe for the society.
Jernigan says Utah's model has led to some of the lowest DUI and underage drinking rates in the country. Republican State Senator John Valentine says that validates his belief that Utah's on the right track. Valentine chairs the Business and Labor Senate Committee, which handles alcohol legislation.
What he argued is this, is that states like Utah and Kansas, both of which have a state-controlled system and then have the 3.2 beer sold in the grocery stores, have balanced the equation properly.
Last week, the Utah Attorney General's office ruled bars and restaurants may offer drink specials. That came after the Utah Hospitality Association challenged a state law that Valentine sponsored prohibiting such discounts. Valentine says the law was in fact intended to prohibit drink specials, and he's now considering whether or not to make changes to the policy in the upcoming legislative session. Steve Gross is a spokesperson for the wine industry. He says higher prices and a lack of availability are the wrong instruments for encouraging responsible consumption.
The casual user is the person who's probably more likely not to spend the extra dollar to get the bottle of wine, as is the person who has that problem. If the price goes up, that's the person who's more likely to find a way to pay for it.
While Valentine isn't interested in making alcohol more accessible to the public, he says he is interested in loosening the license quota system. He's working to allow a restaurant or hotel chain to obtain a single liquor license for multiple locations without having to wait for a license to come available. Whitney Evans, KUER News.